The DNR can only change so much as it shapes operational rules for the so-called Sporting Heritage Act. Republican lawmakers and Governor Walker insisted that state parks be more open to hunting and trapping than closed, reversing decades of state policy. That's brought out a wide variety of park and trail users to public hearings to ask that hunting and trapping be extremely limited. Michael McFadzen is with a consortium of cross-country ski clubs. He said in Milwaukee last night that the hunting and trapping plan is irresponsible.
This reckless amendment will likely decrease traditional park and trail use, and it won't be offset by hunting.
Waldo Peterson is on the board of the Friends of the Wisconsin State Parks. He told DNR staff to listen to the critics.
Limit those areas open to hunting and trapping as much as possible to protect the safety of our recreational users of the parks and trails, as well as the hunters and the trappers.
A consortium of hunting groups, the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, says it also wants a few changes to reduce public conflict and boost safety. And a Walker appointee to the DNR board, Greg Kazmierski, says he'll consider possibly separating when hunters and non-hunters use the parks in fall, winter, and spring.
I'm kind of leaning towards, defining the time real specific and give people the choice.
The DNR board may vote on the state park rules next month. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.